agreed on a draft declaration on their future relations after Brexit, and that paves the way for an EU summit this weekend to rubber stamp the deal. The 26-page document was reached by technical-level negotiators and endorsed Thursday by the European Commission. EU heads of state and government are due to meet in Brussels on Sunday to approve the agreement and a separate so-called divorce deal. British Prime Minister Theresa May will be in Brussels on Saturday for more talks on the eve of the summit. She faces widespread opposition in the British Parliament over her Brexit plans. The 585-page treaty deals with the terms of Britain's departure, including what the country owes the European Union. In northeastern China, the driver of a car plowed his vehicle into a crowd of children outside a primary school, killing at least five. More than a dozen other people were injured. It happened in Liaoning Province. Reports indicate the driver swerved out of his traffic lane toward a group of youngsters trying to cross the road in front of the school. Today is the traditional Thanksgiving holiday in the United States and the country's most travel time of the year. An estimated 55 million people are traveling by car this year, with over 30 million using airlines over the four-day period. One downside, the bitterly cold temperatures in much of the nation. Close to 6,000 U.S. troops are spending their Thanksgiving on the southern border with Mexico, part of President Trump's efforts to guard the frontier against what he has described as an invasion force of Central American refugees trekking north through Mexico. Meanwhile, despite reports that some of the troops could see their mission end in the coming days, no sign of that from the White House. President Trump wants the soldiers to have enhanced authority to engage in law enforcement activities at the border, and if necessary, to use lethal force, all of which could run afoul of well-established U.S. law. This is VOA News. The death toll from 2 weeks of massive wildfires in California has reached 83. More than 500 people are still unaccounted for. Heavy rains are expected to make search and recovery efforts difficult because of the resulting mud and the danger of flash floods and mudslides. The largest blaze, the Camp Fire, has destroyed more than 13,000 homes. It is said to be 85% contained. A U.S. aircraft carrier battle group is docked in Hong Kong today, the permission seen as a positive sign from Beijing. 2 months ago, China refused a U.S. naval visit to Hong Kong amid trade and security tensions with Washington. The docking of the carrier Ronald Reagan and three other warships comes a week before Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Argentina. In Kenya, the investigation continues into the kidnapping of an Italian volunteer and the wounding of five others in Tuesday's suspected Islamic militant attack. The abduction occurred in Chakama, a small town south of the Somali border. The UN humanitarian coordinator warns that endemic violence in the Central African Republic is pushing the country toward famine. Najat Rochdi says 63% of the population of 4.3 million needs humanitarian aid.
As of now, there's a very serious operation going on there to rescue that lady, find the criminals, and deal with them in accordance with the law.
The head of Russian military intelligence, the GRU, Viktor Korobov, has died in Moscow. Korobov was the target of U.S. sanctions over charges his agency played a key role in Kremlin attempts to subvert the U.S. political process in the 2016 presidential election. The U.S. says it will scale back joint military exercises with South Korea next year, so they are not a hindrance to ongoing diplomacy with North Korea. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the exercises, called Foal Eagle, will be reduced in scope in 2019. The latest decision on exercises was apparently the result of South Korean working-level talks in Washington. Underlying it all, of course, the fact there has been little progress toward North Korea's pledges to denuclearize. That will be a key issue in the next potential U.S.-North Korea summit, which President Trump says could take place in early 2019. There is a rare public feud in the United States between President Trump and the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, John Roberts. It began with Mr. Trump's comment that he had lost a court fight on migrant asylum because of someone he described as an Obama judge, referring to the former U.S. president. Chief Justice Roberts responded, quote, "We do not have Obama judges, Trump judges, or Clinton judges. What we have is an extraordinary group of dedicated judges doing their level best to do equal rights to those appearing before them." This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall.
This is Border Crossings.